proud FFA member, and now he's a musician, Alex Miller, here joined. Alex, tell me a little bit about your experience in the Blue Jacket.
Well, I sure will. I started out as a freshman in high school and progressed through the organization. I was a regional sentinel, Bluegrass region, and done a lot of contests. I was in parliamentary procedure and, of course, did a talent program. And I actually competed in the national talent program a couple years ago. So it's kind of neat that I was in the talent, and now I'm opening up.
And that talent brought you to the American Idol.
Yes,
tell me about that.
Well, I sure will. So this past year, I was auditioned for to be on American Idol. And I guess the people kind of liked me pretty well because they set me pretty far.
Well, of course.
Yeah, that was a very, very neat thing. You know, Luke Bryan, Lionel Richie, Katy Perry, they're all so nice, and they took very, very good care of me. And American Idol really has set me up for a career, and I can't believe that. It's just unbelievable.
Tell me more about that experience. What was it like to be there?
Well, it's kind of out of this world type of experience. You know, it's something you don't really expect will ever happen to you. And I was just completely blown away and taken back by so many people there that were so talented, and the fact that I got to go through all I got to go through. And it's just some of those events, you know, you'll tell your grandkids about, and they go, well, did you really do that, Grandpa, or are you just making that up?
Well, that's such a good feeling, but what got you into music?
Well, I started in church at 3 years old, and went from church and sung in church, and there was a few places around you could go sing, not bars, nothing like that, but they were fun little places to go, and I decided I want to go play there, and so I picked up guitar at six, and from the guitar, I started learning all these old country songs that my granddaddy had known and loved. And from there, I wanted to start writing songs. So I just, one thing after another is kind of how it went for me.
Now, from the National FFA Talent Contest, you went to a really big level. Tell me what this past year has really been like. You've been to a few different concerts, I heard.
Yes, I have. I went to, done about five state fairs this year, which is really nice. I've opened for Hank Jr., Josh Turner, Lee Bryce, and now I get to add Brett Young to the list. So that's very, very nice for me, and so fortunate in the fact that I get to do so.
So what are some favorite songs you like to play and some of them that you've also written?
Okay, well, some of my favorite songs, I like a lot of the old country standards. One of my favorites is Mind Your Own Business. I don't even know if you heard that, but you'll hear it tonight if you're at the concert. And I got a new single out called Don't Let the Baller Hit You. I like that one pretty well. I also got a song about my ex-girlfriend that folks seem to like pretty well, too.
Wow. Well, can you play us maybe a little addition, if you want, on your guitar?
I sure will. I'll give you a little song that the title can tell you what you can do if you don't like it, is what I say. So, well, you came down from your big old city. Don't like a farm, not one little bitty. Ain't got violins, but we can saw a fiddle. And if you don't like that, Lord, let me tell you a little thing or two about that. Don't let the barn door hit you. Don't let the barn door hit you. Don't let the barn door hit you on your way out. Don't let the barn door hit you. Don't let the barn door hit you. Don't let the barn door hit you on your way out.
Wow, that was so fun.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
Wow, you have such a drive to share the music to FFA members now here tonight. What are you most looking forward to?
I'm looking forward. We're going to do a little segment that's going to be really good. I think the FFA members will really enjoy. Got a lot of variety of songs tonight. Real fun, upbeat numbers, real serious numbers. I think as FFA members, we can all appreciate both circumstances.
Now, what's the impact that the FFA organization has had on you?
Well, you know, I would say FFA definitely helped me with people skills. You know, getting up and talking in front of people, everybody gets a little nervous doing that every now and then. And FFA taught me to just get up there and be yourself and have fun. And if you can't have that in life, then what else can you have?
Well, what a motto you are living by. Now, Lydia, is there anything that you want to ask him about?
Yeah, so Alex, as an FFA member, looking at, you know, the students that will be watching you, what advice do you have for them to, whether it be musical or in terms of their leadership and FFA careers, to follow those goals and dreams?
Well, my advice would be, you know, I never dreamed I would be doing what I'm doing now. I don't believe, you know, get so far in life, you just look like, well, how did I end up doing this? Well, you know, I think God has a plan for things like that, and especially for me, he's definitely been involved. And I would say just, you know, have fun and be yourself at the end of the day. And if you can dream it, you can do it.
Definitely a future leader here. Where does the future lie for you?
Well, hopefully I'll be a singing and playing for the rest of my life. I'd like keeping busy and like coming places and playing for folks like the FFA, and especially where I was a member. This is truly going to be special.
Wow, you are one of a kind. Is there any further information that you want to share here, Alex?
Well, I want to thank y'all first off for having me on here. And if you want to get me on social media, the best place to do so is at A. Miller Music all over the platforms. I'm on every single one of them I can stand on, I guess.
That is Alex Miller, a FFA member and a musician. So excited to hear you from this year and for the future. For National FFA, I am Michelle Stengler.